Breakfast with Scott Levi.
Hey, good to see the sun shining over the weekend. It's lovely, isn't it? Do you benefit from solar panels on your roof? Apart from softening the bill shock from the energy providers, people also seem to be quite proud that they're doing their part to keep the country going with cleaner, greener, cheaper power. As a nation, I'm sure most of you are also aware and very proud of the fact that our scientists led the way in the development of rooftop solar technology, and the fact that Australia has the highest per capita rooftop solar capacity in the world. We also lead the way in the number of households with rooftop solar panels, while other countries may have larger overall solar energy capacity. Australia's dominance is in the widespread adoption of rooftop solar on individual homes. But like many of the things that we take for granted in this day and age, there are haves and there are have-nots. The poles and wires infrastructure provider for the Central Coast, Ausgrid, which is quite different from the energy providers who sell the power through this network, is trying to help more people benefit from rooftop solar, a cheaper, cleaner form of energy, of course, if you've got it, particularly those renting and in apartments. And under a new scheme, they'll be able to do that, hopefully. You can help your neighbours on the Central Coast and also profit from selling your rooftop-generated power. To explain how it works, Tim Jarrett is the Group Executive, Market Development and Strategy at Ausgrid. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Scott. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Tell us how this scheme works. What are you planning?
Well, Scott, it's, you hit the nail on the head when you talked in your introduction about haves and have-nots. As you said, Australia has been a great success story with rooftop solar. So about a third of customers have it on their roof, and Charmhaven on the Central Coast is no different. But as you say, if a third of people have it on their roof, two-thirds don't, and they're not getting the benefits of what rooftop solar brings, which is the lowest cost of energy, electricity that customers can get. So what we're planning to do is to really harness unused roof spaces in the local area and put solar on that, encourage solar to go on that, and then using batteries to soak up the power that's generated during the day and then redistribute that back in the evening when the sun goes down, people are home from school, home from work, and the kind of demand on the network rises, and we'd redistribute the power back at that time and critically make sure that everyone benefits, everyone in the community, not just those on the roof. Everyone can take the benefit of that. And when we've done our initial calculations, we think that could be worth about $150 to $200 per annum per customer.
Oh, no one had knocked back an extra $200 in the pocket. Tell about the logistics of doing this, because you're the poles and wire company. You're the doers, aren't you? You build the stuff. You build the infrastructure.
That's correct. So what we're doing with this is it's a pilot proposal we're putting through to the energy regulator, and we've selected a couple of areas of our network that we want to try it out on. One of those is Charmhaven on the Central Coast. So at the moment, so the plan's out there, and the regulator is doing a public consultation to check that everyone thinks it's a good idea and whether it's allowed to proceed. Assuming we get the green light, what we'll then be doing is looking to really encourage commercial and industrial roof spaces, also community buildings too, so things like schools, kind of the rugby club, council buildings, and encouraging them by offering a good feed-in tariff to put as much solar on their roof as they can. And then we'll be using batteries that we'll position in the network in the local neighbourhood to soak up that power. And then, as I say, critically, when we redistribute the power back, we'll be looking to make sure the benefits are equally shared across everyone. And Charmhaven, as an area we picked, has about a third of the residents in that area are renting, so it's an ideal place to test it out.
So that they're not benefiting at all from cleaner, greener, cheaper solar power?
Certainly not at the moment.
Yeah. And so the infrastructure itself, Tim, you're talking about community batteries, like the one we have at Narara.
Yes, although these will be run in a slightly different way. So the community battery program we're running at the moment across our whole network is a slightly different program, but it's a similar sort of idea. You're using batteries to soak up power during the day, which is excess when the sun's shining during lunchtime. and we're not using all that we're generating, storing that and redistributing it into the evening.
ABC Central Coast, it's 7:15, and if you live in Charm Haven, you could be a beneficiary of this down the track. We're speaking with Tim Jarrett, Ausgrid Group Executive of Marketing, Development and Strategy. So just to give a layperson's explanation, you'll be getting onto big commercial rooftop space, which is, you know, the equivalent of about 50 houses in some cases, isn't it? Whether it's a shopping complex or, a, as you say, a community facility or a council building, and then pumping this into batteries, and then that'll be going out at peak time to how many homes around Charm Haven?
So there were about we've got about 15,000 customers approximately in the area. So the kind of the zone we're looking at, so we break our network up into different zones, comes down from Blue Haven down to Gorican, and that's kind of the area that we embolden the pilot if we get the green light.
And how do they tap into this? And can other people with solar power on their roof sell it into this system, into these community batteries as well? Because the further you send it, the weaker it gets. I'm not an engineer, but isn't that the case?
So what we've done with setting this up is that we've created the proposal is that people don't have to actively do anything to get involved. So the idea is that people don't have to run around and kind of sign up to anything. We will do a lot of this in the background, and then we'll work with retailers when the pilot is fully up and running to redistribute the benefits it's created, and hopefully if the retailers can do it, knock a bit off everyone's bill at the end of each year. So you'll see a rebate, which is where the $150 to $200 comes through. And then to answer your second point, if people have got solar on the roof already, they're selling their excess into the grid at the moment, but at a very, generally speaking, very low feed-in tariff. What we're looking to do here is increase that feed-in tariff slightly, work with their retailer, so customers will all go to their retailer, so they will see a slightly better return from the solar on their roof already.
Is the system tried and tested? Do we have the technology to do this?
Yes, all the kit we'll need, so the batteries, the control, the software, the solar PV, all the bits exist, but putting them together in this way is kind of a unique proposal, which is why it's got to go to the regulator. We've got to go through a public consultation period to get sign-off.
ABC Central Coast, it's 7:18, and this could be quite a boon for the people of, what you said, between Blue Haven and Gorican and Charm Haven, 15,000 households. Have you located places where the batteries would go? Do you have the room to build them?
So we've done some initial reccing. I was on the ground there recently, and we certainly can identify quite a few spaces where the batteries can go. But obviously, once we get the go-ahead, we'll then start engaging much more heavily with those people to check that the all the engineering is possible and they are accepting of having it on their site. So we're confident we can find enough spaces in there, but we're very much at the early stages yet, and we'd have to engage heavily once we get the go-ahead.
And what sort of logistics savings do you get from having the power generated on the Central Coast and then sold into homes on the Central Coast? Is it right that the further you send this power, the weaker it is, or the less value it is?
Moving power over long distance costs money. So if you generate power hundreds of kilometres away and then have to transmit and distribute it over that distance, it all costs. Whereas if you can generate locally and consume locally, you're only using a very, very small part of the electricity network. And a key part of this proposal is to only charge people for when power is created locally and consumed locally, they only get charged for the small bit of the grid that utilises it. So it's a really sensible way of approaching things to try and encourage more local generation consumption, because that really helps save cost on the wider network, but also it helps kind of reduce pressure elsewhere in the grid if there are any bottlenecks and things like that. So we're really keen to encourage much more local generation and consumption.
So when do you hope to start? You're saying it's at the consultation stage where people can have their say, is that right?
Correct. So if people are interested, there's we've got a page on our website which explains a lot more about it and actually has a link to the Australian Energy Regulator's website, which is where people can go and make responses to this public consultation. We hope to get a response and get an answer by the end of this year. And then if that is a positive response, we would be getting going very early in the new year.
Have you located the spots for the batteries yet?
Yeah, as I said earlier, we've been doing some initial on-the-ground recceing. We have, you know, a substation and various other sites in the area already that we can use, but we will also need to look at other sites too.
Because the substations are yours as well. They're all over the coast, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. I'd love to hear from our listeners and get their thoughts, but it's always been worrying for a lot of people, I think, to see the haves and the have-nots with solar power and also using it more efficiently and effectively and everyone benefiting. Seems like a win-win, but anyway, maybe some of our listeners have other ideas. I don't know. We'd love to hear from them, but I guess that's what people can do too, Tim, is jump on to the Energy Regulator's site and have their say, you know, be part of the discussion about this idea of community power network. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk down the track when it gets a little closer, if you like, Tim. Thanks for that.